Well, Charlie, congratulations on landing here. A lot of speculation leading up. What was the interest in Port originally?
I think just not, wasn't sort of knowing a lot of the background of it, but sort of manager talking through with Kenny, as they do, sort of back and forth, but I have a good relationship with Kenny and got along with him really well sort of when he was had his time at the Gold Coast. So I think that was it was a good attraction for me and probably a fresh start as well.
So was it always Port Adelaide because of the Ken link?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that was probably, he was probably the biggest draw card. Yeah, definitely.
What is it about him that endeared you to him?
I think he's just a general leader, and he has a genuine care for his players, and yeah, he just draws you in. I think that was the main thing for me. Yeah.
Have you got a special bond with him though? There's been talk that you got a special bond with.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he was our forward coach, and sort of back then I was probably not the most professional and wasn't doing everything I took, and so he sort of whacked me and sort of took me along and basically showed me sort of what I needed to do and to be a professional athlete, and yeah, I think that's sort of where we grew.
Your career's been tracking quite nicely at Gold Coast. You kicked the most goals in a season you've kicked this year. Why make the move? Was it just mainly Ken, or what was the main reason?
I think it was just sort of like, it was that time for me where I thought I needed to sort of get out and sort of experience a new challenge for myself, I think. And I think on and off the field I felt like I needed something new, and this was basically one of the choices I had. So.
Is it a hard call to make given that Gold Coast was a start-up club? You know, at some point you're going to get some really nice success. You were there from the beginning, and to walk away from that, is that hard to do?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that was probably one of the hardest things I had to do, was being sort of one of the first signings and sort of watching the club grow from where we started, where we sort of only had a couple of players and a CEO and stuff like that. So that was very hard, and basically growing up with the boys that was there, that was very hard for me. But end of the day, I thought the best thing for me was to sort of get a new start and, to try and make myself grow.
Charlie, did you approach Ken and Port, or did they approach you to sow the seed initially?
That was sort of through the managers, I think. They sort of worked all that sort of stuff out. So I was sort of just trying to play the footy, and they do all that sort of stuff under the cards, I think.
And joining Port, obviously, they had a poor year this year, but obviously you must think they're pretty close to contending for a flag again, and could you sort of be that missing link up forward? Maybe.
Like they sort of a bit like the Suns, sort of didn't have the best year, but I think they do have the sort of the personnel to go all the way, and I'm just looking forward to sort of starting with the new club, getting to know everyone, and sort of fitting in around them.
Charlie, tell us about the role the club has talked to you about that you'll play here.
I think it's mainly up forward, but like I said, I'm just sort of looking forward to fitting into where the club want me to be, and basically I'll find that out over the next sort of couple of months.
The injury problems, you've had a few injury problems. Is your body suspect, or can you get over them, and can Burjo work well with you as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Burjo, they've been really good. They've sort of given me a lot of sort of exercises that I've got to work over with sort of my ankles and stuff like that, but I definitely they sort of see me as a blank canvas and can sort of put things in place for me to make myself better and improve on my body.
So there's no chronic problems. It's just been
no, definitely not. I just need to manage it properly and do everything I can to sort of strengthen those areas up.
Were you getting a bit nervous in trade week when the deals seem to drag on and on and on?
Oh, yeah, I think definitely. I mean, like, when you're sort of in limbo where you're leaving another club hoping to get to another one, there is that little bit of nerves, but Kenny sort of made it clear to me that it was going to get done. But I was getting a little bit nervous there towards the end, definitely.
Did you wish that Gold Coast had fought a bit hard to keep you, or were you quite adamant that you wanted to leave?
I think I was very... very grateful for what Gold Coast have done for me. They've given me my start in my career, but I just felt like it was time for me to get a change and to change sort of my lifestyle and really try and do the best thing I can to make myself a better footballer.
Do you feel like you've got development in you? I think you've just turned 25. You're still on the upward curve.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I most definitely. I think you sort of seem to be, when you hit that sort of 25 mark, you seem to be one of the older blokes in football. But I'm definitely looking forward to improving in every aspect of my game.
Kane Corn said you kick 60 or 70 goals a year stationed at the goal front for Port. Your thoughts on that?
Well, that's a pretty big expectation, but I'm just looking forward to the challenge and meeting everyone and hopefully, playing a lot of football for Port.
Charlie, can you tell us about the external view of the Port Adelaide Footy Club? It's been a remarkable 3 years where they've turned it around, led from off-field. How are they viewed when you've been up in Queensland and everywhere else?
Everyone knows Queensland's not the biggest football state, so, and me being a Queenslander from Cairns, I'm not the biggest footy head, but just over the last couple of months, I've sort of got a lot of text messages from the boys welcoming to the club, and it seems like they're a very close-knit group, and I'm just looking forward to getting to know everyone and hopefully having the sort of same bond they have with each other.
When you say change of lifestyle, was there an issue with, I guess, the Gold Coast lifestyle? Obviously you had that suspension last year.
Oh, I'm just sort of, I want to thank Gold Coast for that, but I'm just trying to move forward and looking forward to the new start I have with Port.
You spoke about Ken. Is he the man that can really bring the very best out of you? Because like physically you're imposing and you've shown in quite a few games how you can dominate a match.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I know Port have got a lot of good coaches and a lot of support staff around, so I definitely think he definitely get the best out of me, and I'm hoping we'll be able to do that.
Why are you so close though? What is it with him? I know I'm trying to just understand what your relationship with Kenny is.
It's just a great bloke, mate. That's just it. I think we just I don't know, mate. It's just that sometimes you sort of click with people, and Kenny sort of, he's got my number, and he can really push me and drive me to be better, and there's no sort of crap sort of in the way, and he hit you between the eyes when he needs to, and I think that's what I need.
Well, let's talk about all Port Adelaide's tools fitting into the same side. How do you see that working?
Oh, I'm basically at their mercy, so once I got to sort of fit in with them, it's not the other way around, so I'm looking forward to sort of getting to know everyone and fitting into the way they want me to play. So.
And the beard's here to stay? You've had that for a while now?
Yeah, I had to get it trimmed for my brother's wedding, so I think it will be. I'm not too sure. I think it's laziness more than anything.
Brilliant. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.